Good morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning, and I pray that you would be present here and fill each one with your spirit, and please receive all the glory and the praise for everything that's done here this morning, and take my feeble thoughts and inspire them with your almighty word. I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So, I was recently visiting a school, and in the 6th and 7th grade room, they had a visitor's book, and they all had written things about themselves. And at the end, they all wrote a message to the visitors. And the one boy wrote, "When you get to where you are going, where will you be?" And I have thought about that ever since. So I'm going to draw something up on the board that we can refer to later on. If you are anywhere above 6th grade, you've probably done exponents in math. And once you get to high school, then you graph exponents. And so it's called an exponential growth and exponential decay. And it's something like that. And so we're just going to entitle these graphs with something. So I'm going to tell you two stories from the Bible. And each story represents one of these graphs. In the end of Judges, there's a story. It's long. It's the last three chapters, so I'm just going to tell it to you. There was a Levite that was, he was actually going after his concubine or his slave wife, and she had run away from him, and he was returning her. And so they were traveling back home, and it got late, and so they stopped in a city, and it was a city of the Benjamites. Keep in mind, these are the people of God and the Israelites. And so they stop in at the city, and someone takes them in, and some of the men of the city surround their house and demand that the man come out so that they can abuse him and whatever they wanted to do. And they refused, but he said, "You can have my concubine." And so they sent her out, and in the morning, they had abused her so badly that she was dead. And he cut her to pieces and sent her through all of Israel to show what terrible thing had been done in Israel. And long story short, it ended in a civil war, and thousands and thousands of people died. Then a couple generations later, there's a different story. I don't know how long it was later. There was a man that God called a man after his own heart. And it was because of his faithfulness in the little things, protecting and caring for his few sheep, that God could trust him with bigger responsibilities. And I'm going to read a little in 1 Samuel 17, 32 to 37. First Samuel 17, 32 to 37. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. Another thing I forgot to mention about these graphs, I think this is represents our lives, because the decisions that we make are not isolated, and they have huge consequences. And the longer we go in life, the bigger the consequences and whatnot. So here is a story of someone that was faithful. Another thing between these two groups that was similar, they both were in the same kind of sin. David, if we would read later on, committed the same kinds of sin. But they had different reactions. When David was faced with his sin, he fell on his face in repentance and sought God's forgiveness. But when the Benjamites were faced with their sin, they defended it. They turned to those that supported their position, and they defended it, and they died defending it. I will read just a couple verses in Judges 20. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, What wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. So there was no repentance. I think the Israelites had a similar situation to what we have here in America. It says they lived in houses they didn't build. They gathered fruit from vineyards they didn't plant. And we have a lot the same thing. We didn't work for, in a spiritual and physical sense, we didn't work for a lot of what we have today. Our fathers here had to fight for things that we do not have to. They went against the flow to establish this community, and they know the commitment it takes to make it sustainable. Now we are the next generation, and it is up to us whether we are just going to float along in their wake or take up where they left off. The difference is a matter of life and death, because floating belongs to the road of self. It seems like the expected thing for some churches is there's this revival, and men have to fight for what generations have just left go, and then it happens all over again. It's this down and then a revival, and they fight back to where God wants them. But let's change that. So we have a foundation. We have a foundation that many people don't have, of the truth, and we've been taught so much, and we have it all in front of us. And I think possibly we could say that our fathers here are maybe here, and we have the choice to reap the exponential growth and benefits of what the generation before us has gained. Or we can just float along behind them and end up on the opposite road. So let's be faithful. One songwriter says it this way. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace to help me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. The road that leads to the cross is a road of sacrifice and surrender. A little over a week ago, I came to a type of crisis in my life, and it felt as though I could not go on. I had no more answers. I was completely at the end of my rope. And that is exactly where God wanted me. A situation that I had been trying to fix for the last year completely changed, and it had absolutely nothing to do with me and what I thought should happen. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. So let's not run from the very things that God brings into our lives to draw us closer to him. God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. Let's be faithful. It'll be worth it all when we see Jesus.